Overseas now, and the United States has revealed tough new economic sanctions on Iran in the wake of Tehran launching ballistic missiles in bases housing American troops. The attack was retaliation for the US assassination of top military general Qasem Soleimani, which the White House has justified by saying he was planning an imminent attack on American forces. But the press conference, called to talk through the sanctions, was dominated by questioning over how imminent the threat was, with senior secretary aides revealing they didn't know what day or what minute the attack was planned for. North America correspondent Catherine Diss has this report.
Secretary Pompeo, what is your definition of imminent?
This was going to happen, and American lives were at risk. And we would have been
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wanted to talk about America's punishing new economic sanctions imposed on Iran, but he couldn't escape scrutiny swirling over the White House justification for killing top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani.
Secretary, the administration said this strike was done based on an imminent threat, but this morning you said we didn't know precisely when and we didn't know precisely where. That's not the definition of imminent.
We had specific information on an imminent threat, and those threat stream included attacks on U.S. embassies. Period. Full stop.
So you were mistaken when you said you didn't know precisely when and you didn't know precisely where.
Nope. Completely true. Those are completely consistent thoughts. I don't know exactly which minute. We don't know exactly which day it would have been executed.
The White House reasoning for the assassination: Qasem Soleimani posed an imminent threat to America. But President Donald Trump and his top defense brass have remained tight-lipped on the timing of the attack. Mr. Trump has since revealed he was plotting a strike on a U.S. embassy. His secretary, Mike Pompeo, went further.
Against American facilities, including American embassies, military bases, American facilities throughout the region.
The White House's loose definition of the word imminent has also enraged Congress. The Democrat-controlled House has voted to rein in the Commander-in-Chief's military powers.
The House will pass a war powers resolution to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran.
Three of his own party joined Team Blue to pass the measure. It will now go to the Republican-controlled Senate. And while the president has declared Iran's retaliation ineffective because it didn't claim any American lives, if the Ukrainian plane downed in Tehran in the hours after was in fact hit by an Iranian missile by mistake, his decision to escalate tensions will have had a consequence: the deaths of 176 people. The consequence the White House wants to focus on: its new economic sanctions and the impact it's having on Iran. Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin.
As a result of these actions, we will cut off billions of dollars of support to the Iranian regime, and we will continue our enforcement of other entities.
The sanctions are strangling the Iranian economy, but it hasn't yet stopped Tehran's aggression towards America. This is Catherine Diss in Washington, reporting for AM.